But Junesam, but you'd have to know the history of Texas to know how famous Junesam.
I know it's a famous man, but I didn't know who Minnie was.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't make the relationship.
Well, that was his daughter, Josh.
And bodyguard.
Sam.
Daughter.
Yeah, and Josh and Sam were sons of the bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Well, he was the guy who won the fought the battle at San Jacinto and whipped took Texas from Mexico. See, Texas used to be a part of Mexico. And the battle of San Jacinto. I thought I had that picture somewhere, but I guess I don't. But anyway, the battle of, he's on the tree there. And that's how we folk are so famous in Huntsville through him.
Well, you know, we were talking last night about creeks and things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, you named Town Creek, but did you think of any other local creeks or anything?
Yes, it's a Cotton Creek. That's about, I guess, 8 or 10 miles, Mr. Cotton. When you went out there, there's an old creek out there called Cotton Creek.
I think his family?
I think it must have belonged to part of some of his family, that land. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this place over here? You know, the land goes up over here?
Up on the hill, just a tree up there.
This is what you call it, a hill?
Yeah, we just call it a hill side.
What about the land taller than the hill? You know, a big...
You mean the mountains, like taller than the hill? Oh yes, there's plenty of those in Denver. And they are so pretty.
Oh, in Denver, don't some of them just sort of come to the edge and drop straight off?
Yes, some of them, oh, they are all kinds, and it's the just chain of the rockets, they just chain, they are very pretty. We had a film of those Monday, of the mountains in Denver by Dr. Montgomery. He had been made pictures. Travel there, and he showed a film to the senior citizens Monday at the library, public library. But they are something pretty.
Well, in those mountains, you know, when they come to the what do you call the rocky side where it drops straight off sharp, you know?
Those peak, you mean the...
Well, you know, the mountain might come up and then drop straight off sharp. You ever call that a cliff?
Yeah, they do have cliffs, mountain cliffs, yeah.
Now, what
places.
Is that?
Well, it isn't. It's a small part of this mountain, and a lot. It's very high, and sometimes people just climb it, just see if they can.
And you call it a what?
Mountain cliff. They go up the cliff, and some of them are quite high.
Well, up in the mountains. Mountain. Did you ever see a place where the road cuts through the mountains, and it's not a valley there, just a little, a slight drop down in the mountains, you know, where the road might go up the mountain, but then it's a low place in the mountain where it goes through. What do you call something like that?
But now sometimes they have a something like an elevator that you can go across those mountains and all like that.
But I mean
in a car. I've never been up there in a car, but let's see, what would they call those? Mm.
Well, you know, if I took a knife or something and cut out a piece, and if this wasn't any, and this was mm-hmm. just a piece of wood, and I cut out a little place like that, what would I'd be cut out a little what? I'd cut out a little nut.
Notch?
Have you ever heard of a notch in the mountains?
I probably have seen it and didn't know what it was.
Well, what about a pass or a gap or something?
Yes,
like
they
that?
Do have those. They
what
have
is that?
The passes.
What is a pass?